You're listening to a Media Snackers podcast. Check us out at mediasnackers.com.
How's it going, DK? This is Ethan Bodner. I'm a blogger, entrepreneur, and graphic designer. I'm also 17 years old and in my fourth year of high school over in Connecticut in the United States. And I'm glad to be talking to you this morning.
Brilliant. Well, thanks for giving up your time, Ethan. I want to start with just a wide question about, tell us a little bit about your blog. You said you're a blogger, an entrepreneur, and some of the projects you've already got on the go at the moment.
Right. Okay. So I started a blog about a year and a half ago, and I basically talk about the internet, Web 2.0, social media, and then some design, and tell some stories about my personal life and share some ideas. And then I work on a collaborative visual book with about 60 artists from around the world called Grab Bag Book, and basically invite them to be part of the book and explore their creativity. And then I just did a book about the iPhone with some published authors and well-known bloggers where we collected their stories about the iPhone and that whole week there when it came out. And that will be self-published on Lulu, so we're excited to see where that goes. Hmm. And then that's about it.
Okay, man. And tell me, you know, you said you've only been doing this for a year, in other words, having a blog. You know, you're very new to this then, are you?
Yeah, I'd say so. I mean, I was following the internet and the whole social media thing a little bit before that. It took me a while to get the blog going, but yeah, fairly relative, you know.
Okay, man. And we're going to talk today about a couple of things that you've raised on your blogs that, you know, me and you have just had a chat and love to talk around. One of the things is you've done a great blog post called Sustainable Education, or raised the kind of strategy or tactic of sustainable education. Could you tell us in your own words what you mean by that?
Okay, so sustainable education, in my mind, is that the education system needs to produce students that are sustainable so that they can go on and be able to, you know, live in the world, be social, economically fit, and be able to participate in digital media and social media online. And that's basically what that is.
Okay, and obviously you've come up with this theory, in a sense, through something that you're not seeing happening. Is that the case? Are you kind of come up with something that's very different, or that you've seen happen before and you want to maybe add a label to it?
No, I haven't really seen it happen that much in my own education experience. But, I mean, teachers are starting to bring digital media and social media slowly into the classroom. And I mean, ideally, the education systems of today want to produce the sustainable students, but the world outside of the schools are changing so rapidly with the internet and everything that they might not necessarily be producing these sustainable students. Mm.
So give us an example of a sustainable educational practice, if you like, something that, you know, would sum up what being sustainably educated would be.
Okay, so one example would be to, you know, get students involved with their local community and be able to, like, teach them responsibility and get them involved with community leaders outside of their school, so that once they're out of their educational environment, that they go out and they take part in the world and, you know, help out others. So that's one example.
Okay, and I know you make a lot of kind of references to something that you found on Wikipedia called development sustainability, and you've almost borrowed a lot from it, but well, tell us a bit about some of the points, because there's 10 key factors that you kind of pulled from development sustainability, as I say, but you've then put them into an educational setting. Pick out a couple of points so you can kind of illustrate through that as well, please.
Okay, definitely. So as you said, there's 10 points, and here's just a couple. Well, there's one is the environment, which is what a lot of people think about now when you say sustainability. So, I mean, to make the actual building itself environmentally friendly, and then to get the students involved in that eco-friendly green building. Currently at my own school, we're adding solar panels on the roof, and then the science classes to be able to interact with that. So that's one point of it. And then, to bring technology into it. But then you have to be careful that you're not bringing so much technology into the classroom and into the education system that it's overruling and, you know, it's too much, too expensive. So you got to be careful that you can scale it up when new products come out. And then let's see what else.
Well, I know point one for me is really interesting, the participation and ownership.
What was that?
Point one, which is participation and ownership, is really key for me. Where you
Right.
get students, I think you wrote about it, get the students and the parents to participate in their own education.
Right. So you basically allow them to make more decisions, customize their education, figure out what they want to get out of it instead of, you know, having the school say, here's what you're going to do. And then that way you allow the students to, you know, see where their future is going. You allow them to be more creative within the classroom by having them own their actual education and participate in it more.
So I love the theories you've got going here, and it makes sense. It's nothing that's too out there. It's just like head nodding stuff. You read it and go, yeah, that's obvious. But it's not being done. That's the big issue here. So how would you like to see education or classes restructured then so that they're using this methodology?
Well, the class has to be restructured so that obviously these points so that people can participate more and that they can own kind of what their classroom experience is all about. And then, I don't know, teachers are starting to get it at some points where they're bringing the digital media in, but it's definitely got to change. And I'd say the main reason that it's not changing is that the institutions are there and they're so used to, you know, the old way of teaching and not bringing in some of these new methods that we've talked about that it's hard for them to change, and then you have to get, you know, the town and the government into it and everything. So it gets hard to, you know, change the way it all works.
Obviously, there's a lot of barriers out there. What do you see the biggest one, or is there just a cocktail of barriers, or is there one that you would like to, actually, if we get that, it'll have a domino effect?
I would say that we definitely need leadership from, you know, government standards and from the actual taxpayers that want to see a difference in, you know, public education or the investors in a private school. But I mean, the students and the teachers, from what I see, are, you know, willing to take the next step and, you know, switch it a little bit, but they only can change it so much without, you know, breaking the rules and getting too much attention brought to them.
No, I totally agree. I know that we kind of hooked up through a fellow blogger called Christian Long, who kind of challenged you at one point to tell him what you thought the future of education should look like. And we've talked briefly before this interview, but I'd love to get our listeners to, well, hear what you have to say about the future of education. I know you come up with three areas of development.
Right. So Christian Long challenged me a long time ago to think what the future of education would be. And so basically what I think it is that, well, the problem is that today we are taught, you know, facts, methods, and then we just simply apply it to the test. And that's not going to cross over into the real world, because applying it to the test and memorizing these facts, they're only a little part of the big picture out in the real world. So I think the classroom and the classes need to be restructured into three areas. The first one being the teaching of information methods, which is what you have today. Obviously, we can't just get rid of the teaching of facts. And then the second part is having a kind of like a roundtable discussion, thinking about what you've been taught, discussing, coming up with your own concepts, your own theories on the information that you've been taught, and then being creative and reproducing what you've thought up and then spreading that knowledge to others through digital media and social media over the internet.
And obviously that's what you can do nowadays, and you're demonstrating that. Is that where you've seen the biggest change? And like, you know, you said you've only been doing this for a year or so, but within that year, have you kind of, I don't know, grown in your expectations of what you can do as an individual just because you understand blogging better, digital media better?
Oh yeah, definitely. I mean, I see this definitely crossing over into, you know, the workplace and college, and it's, I mean, the digital media and the social media and my blog and everything have allowed me to connect to so many wonderful individuals that are like actually out there who I'm pulling on their resources and what they know, and they're getting insights and information from me, and it's just this like great exchange of information and ideas that the social media and the blog has allowed me to do.
And obviously, that's just a model that could be adapted in education. And that's what really you're talking about in sustainable education, aren't you?
Right, definitely.
Brilliant. All right, then, Ethan. Well, we'll have to leave it there, coming up to the 10-minute mark. I just want to thank you for giving up your time, and I really appreciate it, fella.
Thank you so much. That's great.
You're listening to a Media Snackers podcast. Check us out at mediasnackers.com.